Welcome to the Dirt Bike Breeder Podcast. My name is Jeremy, and in this episode, we are chatting with Ruben Chadwick. Now, the Australian Hard Enduro Championships was on this year. First time that Ruben managed to get up on and win it. He won Wattle Flat. He won a few other races throughout the year, but he won the championship, took that top spot, and it was absolutely awesome for himself and Beater Australia to get there. So, massive congratulations to Ruben. We sat down with him a couple of times throughout this year, but this is kind of the wrap-up one. So if you want to go hear his kind of progress, go check out some other podcasts that we've done with him. We may even catch up with him end of the year if he's at Wildwood, because hopefully we'll be there as well. But once again, massive congratulations to Ruben and also everyone else who completed the Australian Hard Enduro Championships, because it looked like it was absolutely bonkers, and can't wait to go and have a crack next year on the old Tree Fitty. We'll be there. As always, thanks to our supporters, B&B Off-Road, On Point Moto, Whole Shot Graphics, and Adventure On Store. Thank you to all the support we keep getting. I know these podcasts are getting kind of a bit thin, but we are definitely going to keep pushing for it. We do apologize. Well, I apologize. It's just the worst time of the year for me. So we'll keep going. Hopefully, we'll see you at KDR as well. If you're at Kalgoorlie Desert Race, I can't stress enough, there is spots available on trucks going from the east. So if you want to go, there are spots on trucks, and it's a lot cheaper than you can imagine to actually go over and have a crack getting there and getting back. I'll be traveling over, so let's go together. Let's go as a group. Let's go and support an amazing race. And I tell you what, you won't regret going over and having a crack. Even though I didn't make it last year all the way to the end, it's still a great event, so go check it out. And as always, get after it. Cheers.
All right, Ruben Chadwick, how are you, mate?
Hey, yeah, pretty good.
Congratulations on the weekend, man. It's an awesome event to walk away from on the top step.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, it was definitely finished off the season on a high. It was good. Good to clean up there at Wattle Flat and, come away with the win. So
we were speaking this before, and you kind of enjoyed this round more than previous year. Why is that?
I think I just been putting a lot more work in on the bike, and I always enjoy the properties. Like, first time around when we run in a new property and race on it, spend a lot of time sort of riding through the bush and cutting in the tracks. So given it was the second time we'd raced there, a lot of the tracks are sort of worn in, and I find it a bit more enjoyable. It's good. You can sort of focus on your riding a bit more and less on the navigation. Like, there's sort of a cut-in rut. Obviously, they put in a few new gold sections for us, but the main loop's sort of there. So, yeah, you can really just focus on yourself a bit more and not have to worry about getting lost or ending up down in the bush somewhere.
No, look, you said that. So, like, as a rider, do you prefer knowing kind of the track to kind of have that nice flow, or do you kind of also enjoy a little bit of the unknown as well?
I definitely do like being able to get a bit of a flow on, get a bit of a rhythm on. I tend to struggle a bit sometimes with looking for arrows, and it can be pretty frustrating when you're trying to keep a pace or stay in front of someone and you're looking around, looking for arrows, looking which way to go. So it is, good when you don't have to worry about that so much.
I guess that's right. Like, when it comes to a circuit racing, you kind of also can then pace yourself a bit better because you know what's coming up. On these new events, you have no idea. You don't know how far you got to go, how many more technical sections there are where you have to push and chase and things like that. So once there's track to cut in, it helps you a lot better as well with your whole race fatigue and planning.
Yeah, that's right. You sort of, know what's coming up a little bit more. I mean, the team there at Grassroots always tend to throw a few curveballs for us and put in a few new hard sections and keep us on our toes. But we definitely helps knowing what you're in for a bit, even with setting up the bike and just preparing yourself for it. Like, I after the last round, I found myself lacking a bit in some of the creek sections, like at Hilston, Solar was just getting away from me down some of the creek sections, and I thought, all right, I gotta do some training for this next round, because I knew there was going to be a bit of that. So just basically trained riding up and down creeks here at home, focused on tidying up my riding and getting good at that. And then I'm glad I did because, yeah, it worked out real good at Wattle Flat.
So how much of the bike did you change? Because you obviously were there last year. How much did you change it from Hilston to set up for Wattle Flat?
Just went not a huge amount different. Tweaked the suspension a little bit. On Saturday there at Wattle Flat, I actually was a little bit too soft on my forks and found this bike just being a little bit unsettled because it was really rocky, harsh, sort of little skinny single track. And if you got bounced off it at all, you were just off the line. And so I was a little bit off the pace actually there on Saturday and ended up coming in third. But I tweaked that for Sunday and just, yeah, the bike felt awesome. All it took was a couple of clicks on the forks and it was back where I wanted it to be. And yeah, I was able to go my hardest.
I mean, that really shows how much time you spent on the bike though, to be able to make those a few little clicks to change the whole dynamic of the bike for race day.
Yeah, it's just little things like that. They can make a huge difference. And yeah, I guess like for a lot of people, they've never even really tried messing with it and they don't even know. But I guess I'm lucky enough to have ridden some good setups and you sort of work out what you want and what you don't want. So it's easy to tweak it and get it where you need.
So then you spoke about, you know, the grassroots team like to throw in a little kind of something special for you on the day of race day. What did you find that was this year on the Sunday? What was a special part of the track that kind of caught you out or really got your attention?
Well, I really enjoyed the first gold section, which was this pretty gnarly creek gully. A lot of big sort of rock steps in it. A few slippery like little water holes and stuff. And just real similar to what I've been training on. So it was awesome. Because I come third on Saturday, I was third out the gate for the main race. And as soon as I got into there, I made a pass on Wade and then made a pass on Gilesy up this rock step, which is, there's actually a video of it. And it's, yeah, pretty cool line I took up around him. And so that was cool. And then they had like a no run up power hill up out of this creek, extremely steep sort of hill. And Gilesy and I were the first ones to get to it. And we probably had about four or five goes at it each, falling back down until eventually a bit of a line rutted in and was able to get up high enough to get over this lip and then push the bike up and get up the rest of the way. But the track was sick. I loved it. It was just sort of perfect, kind of not too ridiculous where you're just like pushing the bike all day, but good mix of like rock steps and hills and it just worked awesome for me.
It's one of those properties that really is quite diverse, as you said before. It's kind of real hard pack and kind of rocky in some sections, but then it can be really flowy and that single track in others. So you really get to kind of mix it up in one day of worth of racing.
Yeah, that's right. It's got a bit of everything.
And what about the man-made stuff? How'd you find that?
It was good. They'd put a lot more into that this year. It was probably three, four times the length that it was last year. A few new features, a pretty gnarly rock garden, and a lot of concrete pipes in there. So, yeah, it was good. On the Saturday, I was getting pretty fatigued and arm pumped, and coming around there was sort of probably looking sloppier and sloppier every lap.
Yeah, it looked hectic. I know Angus and that worked really hard for the week before going into it. So to really put it up and show what they can do. I mean, I guess that's what the grassroots team have been doing though this year. They've really kind of emphasized that Saturday worth of racing in the prologue and that man-made kind of stuff. It's really stepped up and made it almost look like a bit of a super enduro style kind of race.
Yeah, that's right. It is cool. It's good for the photos. And obviously we're out in the bush a lot of the time, so it's nice to have a little section that you can show off and show your skills on.
And that's kind of where you showed your skills. I mean, we interviewed you a while ago now, and we kind of said that, you know, we found you because of the YouTube and all that kind of stuff, and you kind of specialized in that kind of trick play on that man-made kind of stuff. Are you still training on that quite a bit?
I haven't actually been doing a huge amount of it lately, but I'm just about to start getting back into right, getting the enduro cross track fired back up again for the next round of the Super Enduro. So I'll be getting back into hitting the pipes and logs and getting my eye back in for that. But lately I have just been just smashing myself up gullies and creeks and doing all that horrible stuff. But sometimes I can find the skills can get a little bit sloppy when you're just doing that. Like you spend a lot of time just sitting on the bike or pushing it or stuff like that. So it'll take a little bit for me to get back into cutting a few laps on the enduro cross track and get back into, yeah, jumping logs and hitting doubles and all that sort of stuff. But I do enjoy doing that sort of riding, so keen to get back into it.
Look, I mean, and that's a good point. Your year has been really broken up with so many different things. You know, coming to the end of it, what have you kind of seen as the best part of the year for you and your racing?
Yeah, well, it was cool starting the year off with the Super Enduro. And then, yeah, from that, we jumped straight into just the grassroots series. Yeah, so that took up a lot of my time, just focusing on that. And, yeah, it was sick. Like, yeah, really enjoyed it. Every round's had its own challenges. And, yeah, it's been good. I've been pretty consistent, though. Like, I've won three of the rounds and got a second and a third. So, yeah, they've all been pretty good. And then, yeah, we just got hopefully another Super Enduro round and Wildwood to go. But
no, I mean, and do you think then, like saying all that, do you think your prep coming into the year was adequate? Do you think you kind of got yourself ready the best you can, or where do you think you lacked, and what will you change for next year?
Yeah, look, I think I've been pretty good this year. I've been spending a lot more time in the gym, a lot more time focusing on the fitness side, which I feel has helped me a lot. Like, I've, yeah, put a bit of muscle on, and a lot of those other top boys that I'm racing against, they're all pretty big boys. Like, you got to have a bit of strength about you to push the bike around and chuck it around and lift it up over rocks and all that sort of stuff. So I found myself lacking a little bit there. Like, I'd lead out a race and then the boys would get past me. I'd just get too fatigued and just didn't have the same go about me. So I've actually found that's helped heaps. Like, yeah, put heaps in the gym and put a bit of muscle on, feeling stronger, feeling fitter. And I think it's, yeah, it's like my results show, like it's, yeah, it's helped me.
Absolutely.
I think even just throughout the year, like all of us boys, we're just all obviously pretty competitive and everyone keeps pushing harder and harder. And then, yeah, by the end of the year here now, like we're all going pretty hard and we all want the win. So, yeah, you got to just keep training, keep going.
No, look, you're right. And it is quite cool to see, you know, you take out the championship this year, especially because it seemed to be always so heavily dominant with Victorian riders. I mean, you know, Victorian riders do have that reputation of really being able to push the hard enduro and really all of enduro racing. So for you to come and kind of push it, plus keep up with them and then push them further, you must feel pretty cool, you know, by this stage of the year, for sure.
Yeah, it is good. Those Vic boys definitely do have an advantage on me at the wet, when we're riding in wet, horrible, slippery stuff. Like, at Hilston was wet this year and, yeah, I struggled there. And those boys are just so much more confident riding in the wet because they do so often. Luckily for me, like we had, a few good, dry, dusty, horrible rounds, which is what they hate, but it's what I love. So.
Yeah, I mean, well, Wattle Flat was pretty dry and dusty, mate, and you managed to pull off the win there.
Yeah, hot and dry and dusty. It's, perfect for a Queensland rider.
Absolutely. And so what about the bike? From the start of the year to now, how much has the bike changed?
Mainly just suspension tweaking, really. The boys sort of had a pretty good idea of what I wanted after last year. Each year I think we're sort of progressing and learning a bit more about what the best setup is for the hard enduro. But yeah, kept a pretty much, yeah, same sort of setup. Mooses change a bit, experiment with them a little bit, but yeah, everything else is stays pretty same. It goes back to the beta shop there after each race, and they replace everything that I've smashed the hell out of in the race, and then it's usually all, yeah, nice and pristine for the next one. It definitely keeps the boys busy every time I go out racing.
Well, I mean, that's also a cool thing too as well. I mean, you've had the support now of Beta to come on board and really show what the bike and yourself can do. I mean, the bike obviously changed for next year. Are you looking forward to it, or are you really settled on this bike and kind of wish that you could follow through with it to the next year?
Yeah, I mean, it's always exciting to get a new model. Yeah, this bike's been good. I don't know. I'm sure we'll progress with it a bit more. It can be, yeah, sometimes you get a little bit attached to them. Even going between like the practice bike and the race bike, they can feel a little bit different sometimes, and you sort of almost think, oh, would I feel more comfortable on my practice bike? But no, the race bike's just, yeah, it's nice. It's always nice to get on, and everything's fresh and mint, and you soon get used to it. My practice bike's looking a bit sorry now after a full season of yeah, it's getting smashed.
I can imagine that, mate. It's going to be on Facebook Marketplace too soon for sale. Never been raced, never been dropped. 25 grand. No, it is interesting though. Like you're saying, you know, a lot of you guys who do have like that luxury of having a practice bike and a race bike, how sometimes it can feel different. You know, the suspension and or even just like the chassis softens up a little bit and starts moving a bit. When you go to next year and you go to these new bikes, do you spend more time just trying to develop the suspension, or do you kind of focus on just setting the whole bike up as a whole?
Yeah, definitely. Probably, yeah, suspension definitely gets the most amount of time. We've sort of worked out we've kind of worked out all the basic sort of things, like you know, what bars I like running, what pegs, all that sort of stuff. It's all pretty, I don't run anything ridiculous. Like I like a pretty neutral sort of setup. Like I'm a tall dude, but I just sort of, everything's pretty standard. Yeah, so no, mainly for me is getting the suspension right, just because,
Yeah, right.
you know, we got to ask so much of it, especially in the hard enduro, trying to get it to perform both, yeah, in the fast stuff, and then be able to be rideable in the gnarly, rocky, horrible creeks where you want it to be like a trials bike, basically. So yeah, put a lot, it can be frustrating trying to get a setup that works, but it's once you do crack it and get it where you want it to be, it's worth it.
No, absolutely. I mean, especially over the years, I've really seen kind of how your bikes develop, say, to against the enduro or even the desert guys. You know, there's so many different suspension out there. It seems like hard enduro, you really do need a suspension that's not actually going to be perfect for every single kind of terrain you're on. It's just got to be good enough to cover them all.
Yeah, that's right. I like to be able to just come in and be able to, you know, maybe crank it up a little bit for, say, the Saturday race when we are going a bit faster, and they'll often have a few jumps in it and stuff. I'll run a, this year I've been running a different shock for the Saturday race to handle the speed and the jumps. I run the same forks, just crank them up a little bit. But yeah,
It's just
the
the kind
Sunday
of.
setup, yeah, the Sunday setup's been pretty sort of pretty good all year.
Nah, man, look, that's awesome that you've kind of got to that point. And I guess as well, we just hope that you can kind of you marry that up to next year and continue that suspension setup and hopefully follow through. Because as I said, the year's not ended. You know, you still got Wildwood coming up, which is it's always an exciting event. And what number is this now for you?
Wildwood, jeez, I don't know. I actually haven't done it in a few years now. I used to race it, like that was like
Yeah.
my first ever hard
Yep.
enduro. And
Is it a 4 or 5 for you now?
yeah, I reckon something like
Yeah.
that. Yeah. Yeah, started when I think I had to be 17 or 16 or 17, must have been, to race it for the first time, and then yeah, that was all we had in Australia. So it was always like that one big event that we went to. Yeah. So no, I'm actually keen to go and do it because, yeah, it's been, I reckon it's been 3 or 4 years since I've done it.
You haven't done it. You didn't do it. I think you did it just before COVID, didn't you?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, I think you did it before COVID, then COVID hit for a couple of years, and then you haven't done it since then.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So, no, it'll be good to get back there. And
oh, it's a great weekend, though.
Yeah, yeah. There's nothing else really like it. So, yeah, it's cool.
No, look, it's like Wildwood's something special, and I think everyone needs to go down. And it's had some amazing names down there. So, for you to be able to go down and have a crack is something pretty cool as well.
Yeah, I'll definitely be going for the win this year, I reckon. I've never got a win there at Wildwood, so it'd be sick to get up on the podium.
That'd be awesome. And then what about next year? What are your plans? I mean, it's early to ask, but what are your plans for next year?
Yeah, look, it'll just be probably the same hard enduro series, super enduro, but I definitely want to get my shit together and get overseas and have a crack. I really want to do Erzberg. I reckon I'll get over there next year. I just got to just do it. Everyone's just like, you just got to just enter it and then just sort yourself out from there.
Yeah, so, enter it and make it work after that.
Yeah, because, it's a little bit scary for me, but I need to do it. Need to do it before I get too old and... Yeah, broken. So,
oh
yeah.
Man, because you're so old already, mate. Well, look, that's exciting, and hopefully we can, as I said, at least see you line up for Wildwood, which is something cool, and then, oh man, to see you at Erzberg, that'd be something special as well.
Yeah, it looks like so much fun. A lot of the Aussie boys have gone over and done it now, and they're just like, you just got to come over and do it. It's a real eye opener, and yeah, it's a sick event. It's an event that I've watched ever since a little kid, like it was always that one sick event. So yeah, to go and do it will be sick.
No, absolutely. Because I mean, once again, it's one of those events you see on videos and things for so long, and it's kind of one of the OG hard enduro races. So you know, it's only fitting that you go over and give it a crack.
Yeah, for sure.
No, well, look, man, congratulations on an awesome year. It's been full on for you. So to walk away with the win is something I guess you're not going to forget, and hopefully we can carry that into next year for you, and you can get back up on the top step a bit more.
Yeah, that's right. It has been a sick year, and be keen to keep it going next year. I'll be trying to defend the title, that's for sure.
Well, look, as I said, I mean, there must be a lot of other people to thank to get here as well, because as I said, the year has been massive for you, but you haven't been able to do it all by yourself.
It's been good. The beta team have fucking put a lot into it this year, and supporting me and getting me to the races. So
and also to have that factory behind you, mate, it's been a while since beta really got behind someone. So for you to be kind of the first in the hard enduro series, did that put more pressure on you coming into the year?
Yeah, I mean, there's obviously that little bit of a sort of expectation to perform. So it did add a little bit more pressure on me. But I think it's been good. It's probably pushed me to train and go a bit harder and, you know, not want to let people down. So it's worked out really well. It's allowed me to focus on riding more and not have to worry about setting up a bike for a race and getting everything ready. I can just go and pick up the van or fly into a race and know that everything's sorted and good to go, and I can just focus on myself.
Full factory, man. Something special. Oh, well, look, man. Yeah. Congratulations, buddy. I look forward to seeing what you're going to pull out of the hat at Wildwood. And, congratulations again, man.
Cool. Thank you.